Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We're continuing the Halachos HaVeitzah, and today we'll discuss a very interesting topic about wearing gloves in a place where there's no Eruv. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Lama Zayin, Paskins, that's Mutter Lotzeis V'Shabbos Bati Yadayim, it's Mutter to go out with gloves. Then he brings down V'Yeshvi Shemachmir LaHatzrich Yitvrei Me'erv Shabbos Bati Yadayim Shal Mabushav O'Shyukshurim Behem B'Keshah Kayama. And the Royal Halachos Advar. He says that some machmir, they should tie the gloves to your sleeves, and it's royal lachos advarav should be machmir. And Mishburu explains that be'etzem it's mutter to go out with gloves. What's the reason? Because it's a malbush. But some machmir, why? Because the chash, you might want to use your hands for something. The example Mishburu gives, you want to take a louse out of your hair, you want to scratch yourself, and you want to use your bare hands, and you're going to take off the gloves, and you're going to come to carry fu'am and zushu zarabim. Therefore, the Mespshat, why the Mechaber says it should be machmir not to wear gloves. I saw another reason in some of the places going to say because you might want to shake someone's hand. You're going to take off your gloves to shake someone's hand. And therefore, the Chshash, you might take off the gloves and carry it. The Mishabura, Siv Katan, Kufman Malav says, the Minig was Manazez to Mekel, like those who hold the ladder go out with gloves. And he says, what's the reason? The Mechaber says it should be machmir. So he says the reason is because it's not matzi to have a rishus rabim deraisa, which means like this. According to a lot of paiskim, the only time you have a rishus rabim deraisa if you have 600,000 people on that road. And since today it's very not common to have a rishus rabim deraisa, most of our streets are not rishus rabim deraisa. Mishruh says therefore you can make all to go out the gloves. And but he ends off lemaisa that even though you can't be moicha and stop the makilim, but lemaisa a bal nefesh should be machmir. And that's how it's brought down la'alocha and the Heintig Asfarim, like for example, the Aruch HaShabbos, he says, the Baal Nefesh should be machmir. And that's taka the minig, that most people are machmir, not to go out with gloves, like the Shulchan Aruch really says, locha shodvar. The Aruch HaShulchan happens to say, in Sif Kufhei, he says, if it's very, very cold, you shouldn't be machmir. But l'maisa, the minig is, even when it's cold, to be machmir, not to wear gloves outside in a place where out of air. But I saw in the Matnas Avram, and I also saw in the Shabbos home from Rav Simcha Moon Cohen, it brings up Rabbi Scheinberg, that the minig is that ladies are allowed to wear gloves. And the Shabbos, what's the pshat? There's a few different pshatim. Number one, the Mishbura says that the reason why we're machmir is a bal nefesh should be machmir. And we know, kiyadua, noshim are not together bal nefesh. Therefore, they go like the Ikar Adin, which is you're allowed to wear gloves. Another reason they say is because the metzias is that women's gloves are tighter than men's gloves. And it's not so easy to take it off. And therefore, it's much more unusual for them to take it off. And there was not as much of a chash. I saw from Ruchai Pekah Sharmik, he wants to matter, that first of all the reasons, he says another reason is because ladies feel the cold more. They get cold more often, and therefore they can wear the gloves. And also because there are no lice today, that you'll pick off a lice. And also it's not the derech of ladies to take off the gloves and shake someone's hand. So therefore, the bottom line is like this. We had the Mechaber said, gloves are mutter because it's a malbush. He says you should be machmir. Why? Because you might take it off. And the Mishbura says the minig was in his days to wear the gloves. And he says the reason why they had that minig is because the Rishus Rabim is not the Araisa. But then he still ends off, Baal Nefesh should be machmir. And we're saying the Aruch HaShulchan says if it's very cold, then you can be makel. But the Maisa, the minig ha'olam is that the men, they are machmir not to wear gloves. If someone wants to wear gloves, he has a lot to be simich on. But the minig is that a bal nefesh does not wear gloves. But the minig is that women do wear gloves for a few different reasons. Either because they're tighter on the hand, or because they're not a bal nefesh, or because they get cold more often, or they never will take it off to shake someone's hands. And therefore, the minig is that women do wear gloves outside, even without an eruv. Now, when it comes to earmuffs, there, even those that are machmir, are not machmir by earmuffs, and the reason is because there's no chash you can take off those earmuffs. By the gloves, the chash is to take it off to scratch yourself, but the earmuffs, there's no chash, and therefore to wear earmuffs in a place without an Erev is not a problem.